98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. 98 FM's Worldwide Red. With the number 7 Future Renew Night Serum. Inspired by a breakthrough in night skin science. 98 FM.
Well, you have TV news coming out of your ears this morning.
So many announcements. Lots to discuss. First up, let's go to the Love Island Villa. The brand new season kicked off last night. I didn't watch it. I'd taken to the bed. But here's a little taste of the new Islanders, which include two Irish contestants, Connor and Megan.
That's what's stopping me from getting in a relationship. I've got a wandering eye, so... On Monday, I could like a curvy girl. On Tuesday, I could like a more athletic type.
And what about an Irish accent?
Love an Irish accent.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good news. Yeah. What are your sheets like?
What do you mean?
Like, have you got like...
question.
No, but like, you know what I mean? Boys that like to live at home and have like New York plastered all over their bedrooms.
My brother's got that, I think.
Has he?
Unless he's changed.
What have you got?
He used to have...
Spider-Man?
Nah,
that's tough. Megan's a great crack. There's already been a big twist on Love Island, right? So the Islanders, they were coupled up after the girls actually matched themselves with the boys' dating profiles. So without seeing them, kind of thing. It's gone very Love Is Blind. They got to know each other. And then Maya Jama returned. They gathered around the fire pit and they were told that American bombshell Tony Lates would be joining the show. Tony had to steal one of the boys Help me, Tony. Tony had to steal one of the boys on the spot, right? They don't usually do that. Yeah. She chose taxi driver Ben. Then leaving construction project manager Shakira single and vulnerable. Sorry. Maya then revealed that Shakira would have just 24 hours to build a connection with one of the other boys and get them to leave their partner for her, or else she's at risk of being dumped. It's very harsh.
This really tickles me because I have no clue who anyone is. It's like the construction worker, the taxi driver. It's just really funny.
Same. If Shakira manages to do this, whatever girl is left single is going to be dumped, and if she doesn't, then Shakira's facing the shot.
All this talk of Shakira who's not Shakira is reminding me of, you know, the meme that goes around. It's like they DM someone looking for someone gets a DM like, hi, this is Shakira, send me $250,000 so I can perform at your city.
And then
she replies and she goes la, 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 to prove it's really Shakira. There's another one where Rihanna and she goes, oh, nah.
What a random take.
I'm not into the scams, but those ones tickle me.
Okay, we'll move on to another show. Netflix have announced that the new season of Love Is Blind UK is actually going to air really soon. Matt and Emma Willis posted a video yesterday and they revealed that it's going to be out in the summer and that casting is open for season 3 of Love Is Blind.
Oh, wow.
So they're already casting for season 3.
I watched a few episodes with the one, I think it was the English one. Was he an undertaker, Freddy?
Yeah.
I was very taken by that man.
Yeah, no, he was a great find from the casting team. If you're looking for the one and you don't mind meeting them with the wall in the way, seeing them, you can head to loveisblinduktcasting.com. Elsewhere, another TV announcement. Season 4 of Trigger Point has been announced before season 3 even aired. Vicky McClure is back as bomb disposal expert Lana Washington for the ITV thriller made by Line of Duty creator Jed Mercurio's production company.
Yeah.
We've podcasted about this before.
Have.
So we're going to get season 3 this autumn, and then season 4 will be announced, or will be out, I should say, in 2026.
I am on the set of Trigger Point 3. We're having a brilliant time. We're nearly wrapped. Very explosive in there, but I can't show you. This is not the end. We are about to bounce straight into series 4. It is coming to you. I can't wait to continue the story of Lana Washington and her colleagues and the brilliant people that make this show. So here we go. Series 3 and 4.
Okay.
This is very unexpected news. Trigger Point kind of went a bit skew-if.
It's not
great.
We didn't even expect a second season, but sure, here we are. But Vicky McClure is the best thing about it. She's fantastic.
She's brilliant.
She really carries the whole thing. Anyway,
she gives the credibility.
The bit that I think is interesting about all of this is that they're jumping from filming season 3 straight to filming season 4.
Very slow,
okay?
Horses of them.
Maybe Vicky and Jed need to be free, though, for Line of Duty season 7 early next year.
Yes.
Also, I've done some detective work on of my own.
AC12 interview present, Superintendent Hastings, DS Arnold.
There I was yesterday at my desk doing my admin that you were speaking of earlier on.
Yeah.
And a DM popped up on my Instagram, right? And not on my personal page, not at Reb Check, by the way.
Yeah.
No, actually on our podcast page, the podcast that we host with our friend Hannah, yeah. all about shows like Line of Duty, Shrine of Duty, Shrine Pod, at Shrine Pod, and yeah. Trigger Point. And it was actually from someone who sent a screenshot of their WhatsApp group, okay?
Yeah.
And the WhatsApp group, I won't name names here, but let's just say someone beginning with... named beginning with the word C says I'm in Marco Pierre White's in Donnybrook and Steve Arnott from Line of Duty is sitting next to us.
What?
This is from a week ago, right? Someone else writes back and says, I must say I've never heard of him. The same person then says, he's the main guy from Line of Duty, he's Scottish. So Martin Compston has
was
been spotted
in
Dublin. Okay, where is Dublin near to?
Belfast. Fine.
And where's Line of Duty filmed?
Belfast.
Ding ding ding. It's coming.
Okay. I think you're bang on the money though. If they're rolling from season 3 into 4 of Trigger Point, it means because they need to clear the deck for Line of Duty.
Yeah.
You're dead right.
She's a journalist, ladies and gentlemen.
We don't need 4 seasons of Trigger Point, but we will be podcasting about it.
Yes, we will. You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
98FM. All day. Big breakfast.
Let's get a win.
Get that man in the boot.
I need some peace and quiet.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday's edition of The Chaos and the game that we all love so dearly, Matchy Matchy. This is your chance to win a lovely list of prizes. And all you've got to do is say the same 3 words as either Rebecca or myself. Here's the AI version of us now to tell you what you might win.
Take it away, icons.
This summer, get wet and jump into your brand new pool.
It's enormous. Your kids will love it.
They'll also enjoy a smoothie from your new Nutribullet.
Nice.
Answer your door with a Ring doorbell.
And sort out your garden with this brand new power washer.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
A pool and a power washer. The garden sorted for the summer season.
It's all the T's and the D's in AI, Brendan. He's like...
Yeah, there is a bit of a reti to T to T. But he seems like a nice old fellow. And good morning to Niamh and Rush, who's having a go at Matchy Matchy this morning. Niamh, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Morning, guys. Great. How are you?
Oh, we're good, thanks, Niamh. Who's on the school run with you this morning?
I have Cara here beside me. She is 6 and we have her sister, Sadie. She's only 1.
So. Oh, Sadie, who's morning. 1 and Cara, who's 6. Amazing. Niamh, how do you guys as a family do when you normally listen along to Matchy Matchy?
Depends now on the words. Normally 2, maybe sometimes 3. So.
Good. That's not too shabby. Yesterday was a bit dodgy now, I think.
Yeah, the words were hard now yesterday.
Yeah. Come here, Niamh. When does Cara finish at primary school for the summer?
She's finished the 27th of June.
So there's a couple of weeks to go.
Oh, school's nearly out. Very exciting. Niamh, who would you guys like to play with this morning?
Who are we playing with, Cara? Rebecca.
I'm going to the beach.
Off to the boots. I'm heading off. Yes. Right.
Okay, here we go.
See you in a sec.
Enjoy the sound. Good day. Good day to you. Okay. Bam, 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 bam. Niamh, have you any summer holiday plans yet?
Not yet. We'll see what happens. Yeah. We could have a pool to play with.
You could. Okay, let's make some summer holiday plans right now. Your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is stock.
Stock?
Stock. S-T-O-C-K. Stock.
Stock pot.
Stock pot. Your second word is happy.
Happy Gilmore.
And your third word is golf.
Golf club.
Okay, I said stock, you said pot. I said happy, you said Gilmore. I said golf, you said club. Niamh and Rush, are we locking them in?
We might change stock to cube. Stock to cube. Yeah.
Locking them in?
Go for it.
Here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth.
Inflatable beach ball in there.
Oh, lovely.
Let's go to the paddling pool.
Oh, nice.
Very cute.
Great stuff. Okay. Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Niamh this morning is stock.
Stock cube.
Your second word is happy.
Oh gosh, there's quite a few things that can come after the word happy. I think, oh, did I say sad? Yeah, say sad. I'm going to go with sad.
And your third word?
I'm kind of killing the mood with that.
Your third word is golf.
Golf. Ball.
Have you managed to matchy-matchy with Niamh and Rush this morning?
I'm sorry. Did we get any?
You did. You got one. You both said Stock Cube. After Happy, Niamh said Gilmore.
Oh, I was kind of thinking. And then I was like, will Cara know Happy Gilmore? I was overthinking it.
That's
all.
It. And after golf, they said club.
Golf, club. Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Listen, guys.
There you go.
I wasn't the best this morning, but it was lovely to chat to you. And enjoy your summer. And summer holidays on the way for Cara.
Yeah,
exactly. Have a great summer, guys. Thanks for playing.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.